There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I'm Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts. My sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie. I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's who's or the what's what's.
What up, y'all? It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. And I don't drink beer. I shotgun it. If you do the same, hashtag it sore loser shotgun. We will hit you with the retweet.
I mean, did you see the best shotgun of the weekend?
Was that for us, or was that for party?
No, that was just
XFL, baby.
Yeah, XFL.
Oh, I thought got one with like five dudes in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was for us.
Okay.
But then the guys in the locker room, I think it was I don't know their names. St. Louis Battlehawks.
It was a St. Louis Rusty Trombones.
Whatever they are, they go. I love
St. Louis doggy styles.
The St. XFL, Louis Pen 15s.
The XFL is all about. Hey, look at this. We got beer in our locker room. What up? After the game, we drink it. Like I thought that was real.
So can the NFL.
But you don't see that.
You don't rub it in faces.
Well, Coach, it seems like from watching the XFL, they're just going to put cameras everywhere. Someone's taking a dump. Send a camera in there with them.
Guys, the XFL had some very cool things going. I think they are doing an excellent job. After the first weekend, I was very impressed with the XFL.
Because, Coach, no one knows who these players are.
No, I understand that.
There he is, your starting quarterback, Jimmy Wilson. Great. Who the F is Jimmy Wilson?
Oh, he was four-string at Purdue? Oh,
you may remember him from 20 years ago. Jimmy played for Samford.
He's been raising two kids. He hasn't thrown a football in a year.
Jimmy played at Stanford? No, Samford.
I agree with you. I have
he played at the U Miami? No, Miami of Ohio.
That's where Big Ben played.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is they were smart about it. Uh-huh. They realized they could not just throw the same old thing out there and that be it. They switch things up. They put cameras where you're not, like, in the replay booth, so you hear exactly what the replay official is saying.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You see the dude with the Xbox controller when he was doing the replay?
That's the dude.
Well, when they're not doing the replay, he's playing Xbox, literally.
He's playing Madden. But that's great. Now, you know what I thought about that? I was like, great, now Stegatory or whatever these dudes are, now they have a full-time job. Good for them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because Dean Blandino or whatever.
Blandino.
Whatever. He's got a full-time job now. Homeboy's going to be working all year.
Was he one of the people?
He is the head referee for the XFL. He is the leader of the refs.
I didn't realize that.
He's the manager, the GM.
Because, one of the things I loved about it is they interviewed players right when they came off the field.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, you just threw an interception. What were you seeing on that
Here's
play?
Here's the problem, Coach.
I love that because it's not canned answers. They don't have time to think about it. It's just heat of the moment, like, Man, they interviewed the coach at one point, and they said, hey, we heard you talking to your quarterback saying, hey, it was my bad, you know, bad play calls on that series.
You know what's going to happen.
And the coach said, why did you say, what was bad about your play calling? And he goes, sometimes you got to make your quarterback feel better. Loved it.
That's
like,
pretty cool.
He was saying, like, it wasn't bad play calls. He just didn't execute, but I'm going to make him feel better. I loved it.
But you can love it, though. XFL definitely talks to coaches, players. Hey, guys, we're trying this new league, so be cool with everything, okay?
You have to be.
I know, but they're like, hey, we're going to randomly come and interview you right after a play. Just FYI, okay? Don't get all pissed.
You know what happens when you let players just say, hey, do whatever you want. You're going to have a camera come up to you. Coach, they're going to say something racist. They're going to say something controversial. They're going to say something they're not supposed to say. And they're going to be like, oh, crap.
You think that's coming?
Of course it's coming. If you just throw a camera in front of someone who's, one, pissed off or excited they just scored, or they're like, yeah, in your face, mother... Like, okay, all right.
Hey, it's all fun and games right now with the interviews until a team starts sucking, and then they put a camera in their...
it's risky is all I'm saying. It worked out for this weekend.
Hey, but like you said, there's a delay, so they can just cut it.
Sure, they could.
I mean, I assume it's just like radio where you have the delay, so you just cut to something else.
I know, but you can't.
I don't know exactly how that works, but I assume. But
yeah,
I'm just
you
saying,
can.
And can we please not break down a 40-second delay? Well, we've done it multiple shows.
Let me explain how the broadcast works.
It's all about the angles you see with the yellow line. Good God.
I just thought the XFL had a very strong first weekend.
Did you watch it?
So, Coach, who won?
I know the Vipers lost.
Yeah,
they lost to the New York Guardians.
Yeah, they...
I think the DC Defenders won.
How did the Michigan Muff Divers do?
I'm pretty sure the St. Louis Battlehawks won because they were the ones shotgunning beers.
Who's one of our? Isn't it Christina Bushwell, Cats by 90?
Yeah.
Isn't she
Cats
a DC fan? 90,
yeah, she's
I thought she tweeted that she's now a DC Defenders fan.
Well, I guess because she's from Connecticut.
The team's been around for a day,
right?
Connecticut.
That's right. Well, yes, but there was. I think they said on average there were 17,000 per stadium.
Did they buy the tickets or did they let them all in?
They said sold attendance. They said they have sold more tickets already in the first weekend than the AAF did in their whole 2 months of existence.
Wow.
Which is impressive, but I'm going to say one thing. They are pumping in crowd noise. There is no way the crowds are that damn loud.
Coach, all you have to do is just put a mic where all the crowd is.
Dude, it sounded...
They're lower bowl. I mean, there's nothing filled in the upper
deck. There's nothing in the upper deck, but they're playing at soccer stadiums, which is smart. Like AFL or AAF, whatever.
Oh, they weren't playing at college. No, they were playing at... I thought the New York game was at in Rutherford.
No, not that I know of.
I think it was.
They were most, from what I know, is it soccer stadium, smaller stadium.
Yeah, it was weird looking stadiums that I'd never seen before.
Which is good because you don't want to show Gillette Stadium
and no one there.
With no one there.
Exactly.
You want a smaller stadium so the people that are there, it looks crowded.
Like here,
but there is
and
no
they wouldn't
way.
Play at Nissan. They'd play at Speedway right down the road.
Speedway.
Is that a racetrack?
I'm like, why is there a road?
Why is there a grandstand?
There's no way those fans are that passionate, that quick, and that loud.
Exactly my point with Bushwell. Bushwell said, come on, DC, Cats by 90. Okay, they've been around for less than 24 hours.
She said something like, XFL is better than I ever imagined it to be. Like,
yeah, she's getting off that Steeler bandwagon, dude.
I mean, you come up a bad season like that, anything's better.
It was better than you expected. Did you not think so?
The highlights I saw were pretty hilarious. Because you have raw stuff, especially with Pat McAfee.
Yes.
He's pretty hilarious. He was doing some side stuff.
That's what I mean.
And so
like
the guy did
a good job of that.
The guy accidentally touched the ball. It was at the one. He's a punter. And he goes, oh, this is a coffin corner. This is perfect. And the guy randomly grabbed the ball. And McAfee's like, what are you doing? Like, they would never do that in a CBS NBC broadcast.
Some of the rules are very cool. Like the kickoff.
That is dumb as hell. The guys line up.
It
didn't make anything electric.
To me. It looked like they just threw everyone on the field.
No.
What happened?
The coaches are out there.
The kickoff is, if you kick in the end zone, penalty. You kick it out of bounds, penalty. You have to get it between the goal line and the 35-yard line.
Okay. And wait, do they have to make the ping pong ball in the cup? Or?
And the two opposing teams, because of safety issues, they only line up 5 yards apart.
But it didn't look more explosive. I like it's new, but it doesn't lead to anything crazy happening. I like the no end zone. You can't kick in the end zone. That's a dope rule.
So that means it is going to be more electric because there are kick returns. So
I know, but they're not
going
100 miles an hour. The guys just started right next to each other.
That's okay.
So there's not any huge head-on collisions. That's the whole point. I get it.
But they're going to give the kick returner a chance, and they're saying, you can't kick it out of bounds, you can't kick a touchback, or it's a penalty. I love that. I think that's all. And there's no extra points. How genius is that? You can go for 1, 2, 3, or 4 points.
You take the foot out of football, man. You might as well just call it tackling.
There's field goals.
There's field goals,
so you're wrong.
Okay.
Hey, it's a different shaped ball, right?
Oh, it looks cool, dude. It looks like a Nerf ball.
No, I think it just has a different design.
Hey, does it make a little, does it have a bow and an arrow?
No,
on the
does
back
it have the whistle?
It was like one of the things I was throwing with my nephew over Christmas, dude.
That was so cool as a kid, the one that had the little noise.
It's the best, dude.
That's how you knew it had a spiral.
And remember the glow in the ball, the glow in the dark one?
They might pull it out for these night games.
And now it's fourth quarter overtime, glow in the dark ball.
Yes.
They turn the lights off, everyone's glowing.
That would be fun.
The cheerleaders turn into strippers.
But the thing is, coach, if you change that many rules, it's a different game. Like, football has its rules. The rules that everyone knows. The game has rules. You play Monopoly, they have rules. You play basketball, you have rules. Just because it's a different league, why do they change so many rules? It's going to confuse us. Almost kind of like when you're watching college, you're like, well, was that a football move? Doesn't matter. The XFL. Wait, what matters and what doesn't matter? It gets confusing.
XFL, they can light their asses up, though.
XFL, you can do whatever you want.
Different. You have to be different. You can't just...
You get extra points for face masks.
You can't throw out the same product and expect it to be as good as the NFL. Sort of like when the NFL started.
But they have no competition.
What are you talking about?
It's the only football on at that moment.
The winner of the XFL...
Oh, so how did the AAF do?
They were not very good.
Exactly. Because they threw the exact same product out there. They threw football. They kept it the same three timeouts. And the play clock's only 25 seconds. I love that the coach can talk to all the offensive players so they don't have to huddle up. They can just go, hey, all right, get in position. Like, why does it have to – they did stuff differently, and I thought it was enjoyable.
But is it something you're going to watch on the weekends, coach?
Be honest.
Because I'm going to be honest. In Vegas, they had college basketball on more TVs than the
football.
Be
honest.
I'm going to check it out. Like, listen.
It's going to be hard to bet on
because we don't know crap about the NFL. Imagine these players that are fifth-string scrubs.
Well, one of my favorite things on Sunday is to bet during the game. You get to bet kind of what play they're going to run.
Live
betting. If it's going to be a pass, if it's going to be a run or whatever. You can't do that here because you hear the coach calling the play.
Dude, you know Bovada's freaking out, too. They're like, oh, XFL? What is this in America?
I bet on XFL this weekend, coach. It took them 2 hours to pay me. They were probably they probably forgot that it was on.
Did you make money on the XFL?
I was just trying to make my bonus money into real money. So, yeah, I won.
Okay, there's betting sports. There's betting the dogs. And then below that is betting the XFL.
No, that's
we don't know crap about the XFL.
I understand, but you can still bet. Like, the under, I think,
do
hit
you bet
three
on
out of
Jimmy
the four
Moore?
Games.
I swear to God, I looked at one of the things. I was in Vegas this weekend. I looked at one of the betting sheets for XFL, and I said, I can't do it. I'll feel like such a damn degenerate carrying this XFL's bet ticket around. I just can't do it.
Watch on Saturday. We have Jimmy Wilson versus Greg Weathers.
You have a couple. You have a couple named people. Landry Jones.
I don't know him.
He played at Oklahoma. Cardale Jones, you know who that is?
Never heard
of
him.
He led Ohio State to a national title.
Never heard
Mariota's
of him.
Mariota's about to play in XFL.
Okay, now you're talking. Give me Mariota. Give me the dude.
Give me Manziel. Give me a team in Nashville.
Give me Manziel. Give me freaking, what's his name?
I don't know.
Tebow. Give me players that we know.
Dude, Tebow's still banging. He ain't playing XFL. He just got married.
Yeah. Oh. He's busy.
What does that have to do with anything?
Coach,
he's still banging.
Time for anything else.
And he's never done it in his life, so he's still busy. Yeah, it was the first time. It's on his wedding night.
He's still banging. And literally, you're meaning that.
And Manziel tweeted that he does not want to be part of another league that's going to fold in a month.
Okay.
Was he part of the AFL or whatever?
AAF, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, he threw a couple tugs.
A couple ints. But you didn't find it entertaining?
No.
I want to know how these cities auditioned. How did Nashville not get one? Now, we would go on a Saturday, you guys, drink some beers, and laugh our asses
but
off.
But we've already talked about this in a way, too, with this AAF or whatever. It's just like, why don't they pick different cities?
Well, they picked St. Louis.
Okay, that's
they
great.
They picked Seattle.
Oh, hey,
Seattle already has a football team.
Hey, St. Louis, you lose your Rams, but you now
but you
got
get an XFL team. Wow.
You now got the Wranglers.
I think you have to get... You have to go by the coast. You have to nail. So Seattle gets one because the West Coast up there.
Give West Palm Beach one.
Tampa gets one because they need that demographic.
Give Orlando one.
Stadiums also. Soccer stadiums.
Coach, the high schools have stadiums. No, they're not big enough. Make it look
good.
Dude,
we would fill up Vandy.
You wouldn't.
It'd be like the Nashville musicians would be our team.
Come on,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my gosh. The Nashville guitars.
Oh, the Nashville guitars.
That's how they enter the field. You see the one team, whoever it was, they had like motorcycles on the field. I mean, coach, they're pulling it all out.
Coach, they're trying everything.
The team's name was what? The Renegades? And they came out to motorcycles.
I think it's
the
Dallas Renegades. Dude, hey, Bob Stoops is their head coach.
Did you hear that?
What?
Bob Stoops.
That's awesome.
That's what I'm saying.
I was on the couch two days ago.
Some of it is just funny because it's corny as hell. They literally came out to motorcycles. I'm like, there's maybe 100 people in the stands. They're like, you're Renegades. And I mean, who are the douches that are driving the motorcycles?
Lunchbox. McMahon, like, you know, with wrestling, it's all fake, right? Spoiler alert. Everyone knows.
Yeah, everybody
Coach,
knows.
Why would you do that? Kids are listening.
Man, let me tell you.
Sorry about
when
that.
When I found out wrestling was fake, oh my gosh.
Is he going to script these games?
No, can't.
What do you mean can't?
Like what? Somebody's going to jump from the top rope and
stuff? Yeah, like when they come in the motorcycles. All right, here's the script. Come in the motorcycles. Jimmy Wilson, you're the starter, so you're going
to
lead them in the pack, and then we're going to make your tires pop.
You're telling me because a wrestling guy's heading this, why not make it
why
fake
not?
And more entertaining?
That's what made wrestling, all those storylines.
Yes, but football is a game where they're you're looking at it because of fan base. I don't understand why they would fake a football game. If it was just...
But, like, say, hear me out. Say,
no, I understand
Jimmy Wilson, the starting quarterback, every America's favorite quarterback.
How
Jimmy
awesome
Wilson,
would it be?
He comes out on a motorcycle. They pop his tires. Jimmy Wilson breaks his neck. And they're like, oh, Jimmy Wilson's got a neck brace. He can't play. Who do they have? Oh, Todd Snyder.
And he comes
Todd
out on
Snyder,
another motorcycle.
Did you play college ball? No, I was the starting quarterback for Marina Del Rey in high school. But
boom.
In college, I just was an accountant.
And they set the package up, the two-minute video of Todd Snyder. Had it already prepared. Here he is. Man, I never thought I'd play football in my life. The big opportunity.
And then the last play of the game, a guy slips and falls, and Todd Snyder throws a touchdown to win it.
Come on. Coach, and then we're all in.
That's funny.
But then we realize a couple years it's fake, and we're like, my God.
It's okay. We still like it. It's entertaining.
That's funny. That's really funny.
I just went.
Hey, SportsCenter's like, holy crap! Some of these ending, like SportsCenter ends up getting tricked.
You can't write them any better than this.
Holy crap!
They're like, that's what they've been looking for. All these sports journalists, the perfect storyline.
Every game has a miracle ending.
Todd Snyder used to not be able to walk, but miraculously, he's now walking and he's playing the game tonight.
What's his name? Jimmy Wilson?
Jimmy Wilson.
Broke his neck, right? And they're like about to stretcher him off, and then he holds his hand up, and then he's like,
the camera zooms in.
And he stands up. Yeah, like right when you're about to count him out, they're about to put him back in the EMD ambulance. Yeah, I can't say that.
That's
damn
what
word.
I'm talking about.
And
man.
Then all of a sudden, his arm just raises up. Then his other arm. Then he sits up and he's like, and all the straps bust off of him, and he goes, "Coach, put me back in."
And then you pump up that crowd audio that you're talking about.
You're Dallas Renegade, quarterback Jimmy Wilson.
Fire.
Oh my
you
gosh.
Might be onto something.
I'm just saying, anytime the fact is his name Jimmy Mann?
Yeah.
Jimmy
Vince
Mann?
McMahon.
Vince McMahon. The fact that
Jim McMahon, the old quarterback of the Bears.
The fact that Vince McMahon's involved, I feel like that's where we're headed.
That is amazing, Coach.
I mean, I don't know. We'll see.
Holy crap.
But it was in the
Coach, what about all the talking, though? Like, who's talking? Is it the announcer? Is it the coach? Is it the quarterback? I feel like everyone was talking at the same time because they have 20 mics. Everyone's mic'd up.
Oh, you're telling me they weren't able to control the audio?
Not really,
hey,
Coach.
They needed SZA. Hey, they need the audio guy.
I know a good audio guy.
Right. It was kind of good. Like, it's going to take some getting used to because you're used to the normal NFL where you just have the set.
It's very polished.
Are. Well, that's what I'm saying. They're trying something different where it's more access. You get more insider info.
Or it's
you
a disaster. You don't know where the audio is coming from.
You really don't.
Or a disaster, but I think positively from what it was 15 years ago, I thought it was overall a good product. The football, yes, it's not going to be as good as the NFL. It's going to take a while to get there. The NFL product wasn't as good when it started. You got to build it up. and they're eventually going to have to get people to convert. You're going to have to get a Mariota that's getting benched in the NFL to come over and play and bring his fans with him.
Dude, he would be a god in XFL. That would like revive his career, yeah. And then he gets a shot back in the NFL.
Well, once you get one of these NFL guys to play, that team's going to start dominating. Because I'm telling you, who are these other players, Coach?
Well,
who are they? Some of these players, really, the average, it looked to me, the average height of these players, Coach, could be 5'9".
Oh, it's all the short guys? I
mean,
they had one guy on there. He was a first-round draft pick of the Broncos, and he picks one off, and they interview on the sideline. He's like, man, that's my first interception since 2015.
Hey, good for them.
And that's what I'm saying.
Good for them.
They're still
there's
getting
a reason
paid.
Why they're not playing
they're
football.
Still getting paid.
Hey,
to
how
play,
much?
But how these much guys, well, the position players are getting paid like $40,000. Now the quarterbacks are getting paid six figures.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
they're getting it's
but these
a big
guys,
difference.
Real talk. These guys have been chilling on couches or doing other jobs.
Well, like Cardale Jones was the backup in San Diego for a long time. He
never
was
heard
a backup, backup, backup.
Like Jimmy,
Landry Jones was the backup in Pittsburgh. He started a few games when Big Ben would be hurt.
I'm telling you, some of these guys have been straight up sitting on a couch and now they're playing in the XFL. Like, do you know they weren't? Maybe they work out casually.
Oh, a lot of them, yes. Like, I mean, like the defensive linemen that weren't on practice squads, they were cut and they were just like, okay, what am I going to do? But I did see one guy get kicked out of the game.
For doing what?
Punching. He punched somebody. Like, and he just punches. I'm like, dude, you finally realize your lifelong dream of playing in the XFL and you get kicked out the first damn game. Like, you're making $40,000 a year. They're probably going to fine you like $3,000. That's a lot of your salary.
Dang. Coach, I just don't know. If you're going to turn from a college basketball game, the start of baseball season, to an XFL game.
People love football.
Is it today?
No, it's only on Saturday and Sunday.
I wouldn't mind it a little 3 in the afternoon on a Monday.
Okay. No, because there'd be no one at home to watch it.
I would.
I would be interested to see the ratings. Because they did a good job of getting it on TV and having sponsors and I just thought it was a lot.
The people partnered and stuff?
Were they?
Gatorade. I mean, Gatorade on the sideline. Everything.
Oh, what do you give it? Another season? 2?
Oh, I think it's here to stay.
Forever.
For at least 5, 10, I think they have something.
You got to look at the NFL, man. It started somewhere.
It started somewhere. And I think they
there's a guy that goes to my church. He played for the Giants back in the day.
He played for the XFL, too?
He's like, I got nothing. I got paid nothing. Got my ass beat every day. Like
I can barely walk now.
It sucked. But we did it because we love to play. And now look at it now. I mean, NFL is like God, but.
I just think you have to start somewhere. The people are in America are craving football, and there is no football for the next 6 months. So they are capitalizing on that market. They put a lot more thought in it than they did the last time.
Coach,
a lot more thought.
Even my kids, though, were just like, football again? Like, who
my
are
wife,
these guys?
My wife. I was like, oh, man. She was like, we got to go run some errands. I was like, oh, XFL starts in 20 minutes. She goes, what's that? I said, she goes, I thought football was over after the Super Bowl.
I got to tell you, my fiance in Vegas was a little confused with football. And she goes, what? What?
The Who
Super
are these
Bowl.
Guys?
She thought the Super Bowl, she didn't have, to
a
women,
lot of wives.
To women in America that aren't really that much in the know, they had no idea what in the actual hell was on the TV.
Well, the women love the Super Bowl because that means the end of the football season.
Yes, I can finally have my spouse back.
Yes.
We can finally go run errands on the weekend.
Now Ed McMahon's pissing every woman off in America again by starting the XFL.
Star Search. But one thing the XFL does is I think they have to sign at least a 2-year contract so you can't just jump to the NFL.
Oh,
because they want their
guys like he hate me.
Well, hopefully, Coach, it ends up being where it's a two-way street where it's like, all right, the NFL will start
now,
giving
see,
some players down to XFL and
vice
versa.
I don't know if the XFL wants that. I don't know if they want to be their own separate or if that's their long-term goal is, hey, we'll be the developmental league for you guys, like what I thought the AAF should have done, but then they just folded. And
Jim McMahon wants it to be huge. I'm sure in his eyes, he wants it to be bigger
than
the
NFL.
Hey,
did the Raw Dogs win? The Houston Raw Dogs?
I think they lost.
Dang.
What about the Las Vegas 69ers?
Coach, the San Francisco 69ers.
And if you're doing a crazy, provocative league, dude, they need to make the names dirty as possible.
That's right.
Like the freaking...
But they're not. They're not. No, you understand that. They are trying to be a professional league.
I know.
Like I know we want it to be that way.
Yeah, we do.
But they're not doing... They are probably going... and you're saying, why didn't certain cities get it? I bet you when they do expansion teams... Nashville or Chicago.
Dude, if Nashville gets a team, just because we live here and I know how cool it is to have a professional hockey, professional football.
And then a professional XFL and professional soccer.
That's
we got
a game changer.
The Philadelphia 76ers.
You tried really hard on that
I thought about it.
The Texas... The Texas team. I'm telling you, if you want to sell merch, make the games as
the
dirty.
Pennsylvania.
What?
Dude, hey, did you watch the Pennsylvania game this week?
Nobody wants to be on that team.
Hey, who'd you go with?
Hey, and they're all, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Everyone's like, hey, man, I don't like this. I don't like this team.
Like, why are you calling me that? That's my bad.
We have a team, man.
Come on, let's go.
So stupid.
Come on, I left. I mean, that's how you make the league big.
Exactly.
Yeah, the only problem is you can't media coverage that. You can't put that on TV.
And then you lose a bet. You're like, God damn.
Dang, Coach. You're crazy. You know,
I think on that one you said a little too much of it.
Yeah.
That one you said it a little too much.
That's all right.
But that's okay. But, I mean, you want to know how big of a hit it is? All the sore
Coach,
losers,
it's not that big of a hit.
All the people that listen to the show,
Coach and, Mo and Taylor,
and
they have the weekends off. They had nothing to do.
Yes.
No, but they're talking about, and Big T, they're all talking about meeting up in Florida and going to a Vipers game.
But they can't because what's happening? Taylor's going to a spring training.
No, they're going to go to a spring training game and then go to a Vipers game.
Oh, and hey, Lox is coming to Nashville in 2 weeks.
All right, let's get him on. Let's get him on the
no,
podcast.
No, he does not.
Yeah, he does. He's booked it already.
Let's get him on.
Why
the podcast.
Why is he coming? Just to see
to visit
you?
The city, dude.
No, to see Ray.
Is he staying with you? No, no. Be honest. Is he come? Is
no,
he staying with you?
He's in some 5-star downtown, dude. He has money. He's not trying to couch surf.
I really don't know what this guy looks like. Do you know what he looks like?
Yeah, they did a news article
on him.
Yeah,
what
when
was
he
the
got
news
robbed.
Article?
When he got robbed.
Oh, okay, okay.
Are you part of the show?
Yeah,
I don't think I ever looked at the article. I don't know what he looks like either.
Hey, can we get him on the podcast?
Yeah, he can come in cool. If he's here on the week during the week, whatever.
Right. Cool, perfect.
It was fun. For what it was fun.
Yeah.
Like, it was football, and I can't believe, I'm surprised at how many people were in gear in the stands. Like, I was shocked by that.
They had to have given it out, dude.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
People crave merch that bad that you just go buy a team that's been around for one day?
I don't know. I think some people do have the crave to wear something that nobody else is wearing.
Dude, this guy in the building, he went to the Eagles concert in Atlanta this weekend, paid $50 for a t-shirt.
People
love merch. It's crazy.
Yeah, they do. But I mean, even like the Nashville Soccer Club.
But speaking of merch... ShopSoreLosers.com. You
ham.
Can get our merch. Oh, we have shirts, God. And you can buy those. We'd love for you to buy one.
That's good stuff.
Hold on,
real quick. The Nashville Soccer Club, right? Brand new soccer team that we've got here.
I got a jersey coming.
Now my friends, my kids' friends have jerseys like that. It's like no one even knows what that is really yet.
But you're
it's
excited
growing,
about it, I think, is what it is.
And that's what I
the
think.
The excitement.
But yeah, soccer's growing. It's going to be the next big thing. The same thing they've been telling us since we were all in elementary school.
I did watch women's soccer this weekend.
See, what you say when you say that?
It's true.
It's true. Like, soccer is huge.
Well,
just because you're ignorant, people are ignorant and say it's not, it is bigger. Man, I would say it's bigger than hockey.
For sure.
Like 100%.
But that's what I'm saying. It's gaining, and Coach, people do not realize
globally,
it.
Globally, soccer is dominant.
And in the U.S., it's even growing, but
no,
people...
No. We're not, because we can't give up to... We just spent 30 minutes or whatever talking about football, because our lives revolve around football.
No, I understand
that. Not football.
But I'm just saying, you guys don't understand how big soccer is.
Globally.
Okay.
Even it's true. In America. It's true. Coach, globally, I mean, it doesn't compare.
Now, what is going to happen first? We're going to be walking through an airport, and you're going to see someone in a Sore Loser shirt?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Or an XFL team.
Sore Loser shirt. Yeah.
Like, I was thinking
especially
about
if
this.
If you go to the Tampa airport.
Mo just hangs out there or what?
Yeah, maybe.
Or Minnesota.
I always think about that. Like, I was thinking about this week, and I'm like, there's people in gear. Now, there's only, let's say, 17,000 in the stadium, so that's not that many people in a huge city like St. Louis. But how many people just wear that gear around town? It's so interesting to me that you're that big a fan. And I want to give a huge fan. Chase Roffelson, dude, he tweets all the time, and he's always like, dude, can I get a shout-out? Can I get a shout-out?
There you go.
And
there
Chase, I mean, even his girl was like, guys, he really is your number one listener. He listens every day, and he talks my ear off about it. So
I love it.
Got a shout-out, Chase.
Thanks, Chase.
So
good meeting you.
1 to 10, what would you give the XFL?
Like,
okay, what do you say? How long is it going to be around? Is it a...
No, this season. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh.
I think investors are going to be like, how much do we make this year? Nothing.
But it's just like a startup, like in Silicon Valley.
I know, but it's a lot of money. Look at everything going into it.
But you burn a lot of money to make money. That's what the burn rate. That's what they say in Silicon Valley.
I wonder if it's always going to be this time period when they play it.
Yes, absolutely.
It has to be.
That's why they're not going
to
go head to head.
If you're going to go head to head with the NFL, dude, put it in the damn fall.
Then
they're not.
Nobody.
That's why
against college football and NFL.
Where are they going to air it on freaking CW?
That's why they do it at this time.
You're trying to watch Skinamax and you got an XFL game on? What the hell? I thought I typed in XXX.
That's why he right thinks they're going to go head to head with the NFL.
That's suicide.
Take on the big boys.
No, you can't take on the big boys right away. That's what you're building towards.
I'm a seasonal guy, and for whatever reason, I'm into golf right now. I'm loving golf. I'm loving college basketball.
Me too.
This weekend got the juices flowing. It's just odd because of the Super Bowl. We had our climax. I'm over.
I'm with you, Ray. 100%. I love the changing of the sports.
Yes.
I love it.
Guys, I had a fantasy baseball magazine on the flight. Read the damn thing the whole time.
Right.
I'm gearing up for the new sports.
What do you give this?
XFL?
Yeah.
The highlights I saw, it's something I would watch and bet, so I give it a 6 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you would bet.
Yeah. Because if it's bettable and fun, did you do it, did you say, or no?
Yeah, I bet one game.
And then Eddie said he tuned in and he didn't know the rules because they were talking about, he said.
Coach, they were up by 14 points.
With the XFL, if you're up by 50, they can always do a 50-point play.
They're up by 18, and he's like, and they're like, it's a two-possession game, and Eddie goes, how the hell is it two possessions? That makes no sense.
And there was only 3 minutes on the clock. I thought it was a for sure bet. And they're saying what? They're saying
XFL
it's possible,
games, dude.
Guys.
Dude, they're never over in
they're
the XFL.
Like, one touchdown and one onside field goal, and they're going to win the game. Like, what? They're down by 18. What are you talking about?
Because, yeah, NFL, that's a lock.
I mean, it's over.
All they got to do is act like they're going to kick it, and that's 2 points right there. What? Just by acting? If they make the ping pong ball into the cup, that's 7 points.
And if they play this down with their pants down, no time will run off the clock.
I don't understand these rules. How am I going to lose this bet?
Yeah, hey. Never bet a sport you don't know the rules, dude.
That's the most fun because when something happens, you're like, what?
No, I hate that. With hockey, I'm like, what? Icing? Checking? What? The 2 minutes? Sometimes it's called, sometimes it's not. What? The blue line, the black line, the puck line? What?
In the last week, I have watched more hockey than I have in a long time.
Why?
Well, I've been reading about how the Preds suck and they're not in the playoffs.
They're
and they
close.
Should be.
They're not sucking now.
Well, they're still not in the playoffs.
They'll be a wild card.
No, they're not. They're not even in the 8 seed yet.
They're close.
But what I'm saying is they've
damn
been
close.
Sucking. So I've been like, oh, let me just check them out. And I watched a couple games. And
they don't suck.
They suck.
No. Who did they play? you don't even remember? The Renegades?
Well, they played Calgary. They won that game.
Yeah. Coach,
I don't know who
I mean, the last two games I've seen, they've won. And they've looked really good. I think the new Lundgren, he's really good. Like, the team didn't look bad. I think the best thing they could have ever done was fire their coach. I thought that coach was okay. I didn't know they had a problem with him.
He only took us to the Stanley Cup.
Right. And so I was like, wow, they fired him? That's dumb. And then they started winning games.
But
like,
let me tell you guys, overtime hockey is really entertaining. It's the best thing. They could go 3-on-3, and it's wide open. That's a lot of fun to watch.
Hey, speaking of good games, did you watch Duke, North Carolina?
I did watch. I tuned in towards the end when it got close Because North Carolina.
No, but you said the game wouldn't be close.
No, I didn't say that. I never.
What was the spread on that one?
Oh, what?
I don't know.
9, I think.
Oh, what a lock, though, if you'd have done North Carolina.
I never said it wasn't going to be close.
No one bet North Carolina.
I said what I said was that you they lose? Are hyping it up.
No,
like
I didn't bet.
Two good teams. Where they were hyping it up like North Carolina is one, you know, a good team. I didn't say it couldn't be close. I just said North Carolina is under 500. Let's quit hyping it like it's the game of the century.
True.
Yeah, like, that's what I was saying.
They were hyping it as a rivalry game, and what I said was like, dude, when you have a rivalry like that, it doesn't matter how much you suck. You're gonna play the hardest you've ever played to beat Duke ever, just to beat Duke. So it's gonna be a good game, and you're like, nah, stupid. No, about like this is going to be a good game. It's not going to be a good game.
I didn't say it wasn't going to be a good game.
It was a damn good game.
He said he didn't like the records, then right. Touting it as a huge ass game.
That's what I'm saying.
The other team's under 500.
When the other team's under 500, it's like, okay, I get it. They're two blue buds, but give me a break with acting like North Carolina's a world beater this year.
It was risky to promo it like that for two weeks.
That's what I was saying when North Carolina was so in the garbage. But that Cole Anthony dude makes a huge difference. For North Carolina, he's been out injured, and I think that's why they've been kind of sucking.
He was still out.
No, he played.
Oh, he did? Who's the other dude?
Great review.
Who's the other dude with the knee brace?
I don't know.
I think they all wear knee braces.
I don't know.
There's a dude who they keep showing every possession.
The end of
the
game.
That might be Roy Williams.
That's it.
The end of the game when Trey Jones throws the ball off the rim on the free throw and gets it back. That was incredible.
Yeah.
Because usually you just try to do it real soft and tip it in. But he line drives it. It hits so hard off the front of the rim, back to the 3-point line. Catches it, dribbles. Oh, Drano, we're going to overtime. And North Carolina in overtime absolutely got hosed. Hosed.
Oh, is that what you're saying, home cooking?
Well, no, that was the UFC. I'll talk about that, too.
Oh.
But they
mix his tweets up, Coach.
You got a problem with that one,
too. Coach, when you're in Vegas, you mix stuff all up. I didn't know what
they
people were
tweeting about.
They
inbound the ball, and the Duke guy runs over the North Carolina guy right through his back. And the North Carolina guy hits it out of bounds. And they say, Duke ball! And they're like, how is that not a foul?
It's a foul.
It was a foul. It was an obvious foul. So, and they review it, but they cannot review if it's a foul. They only review who it's out on. Duke ball. Duke inbounds it. Hits the shot at the buzzer. Wins the game.
Oh, great game. Great game.
Not even the best game of the day. The
UFC.
Best game of the day.
Oh, John Jones?
Was... No, the best game of the day was LSU-Auburn.
That was a great game.
I mean, Auburn's down like 15 at half, down 12. With 1 minute to go, they're down 8. And they win at the in overtime.
Do you know the bet that sits there on every game, will this game go overtime?
Yeah.
And it's like...
It's always plus 500, plus 600.
Dude, Auburn's gone overtime, what, 3 or 4 games already?
Oh, they've been going overtime.
But if you
a lot.
Bet that, don't tell anybody. You can't be at the casino and, hey, man, what's your bet? Did you do North Carolina Duke? Oh, I bet for overtime.
Huh?
Yeah, you just bet. You just hope root for overtime. You root the teams to score the exact same amount of points, and then I win the bet.
Dude, I mean, it's crazy how they came back.
How weird would that be to cheer for that?
Yes, you look like a damn degenerate. That's why I can never do it, because I'm like, I can't physically root for overtime. That's impossible. It's the most freak chance thing ever. I'd rather go put my money on a roulette wheel.
I feel like it happens more than we think.
What were you going to say?
All right, then do every game overtime and tell me how much you win.
You'll lose real quick.
Real quick.
I mean,
and you got to watch
Saturday.
Maybe not every game.
Let me go to Saturday,
I'll just go to
top 25 scores, and I'll see how many overtime games
top 25.
I'm just saying top 25. Because
those are the ones that are going to be on the board.
Sure.
Yeah.
Two.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to look.
No, I'm guessing too.
Oh, but what were you going to say about the Auburn-LSU game?
It was great, man. I mean, LSU had the game the entire
game.
Entire game. Like, they just had control. I don't think Auburn got even close to taking the lead.
But then Auburn won.
They took it overtime. They tied up to take it overtime.
Uh-huh.
And then it was no contest after that. It's like crazy.
Who won?
Auburn! Yeah. Who do you think won?
Out of the top 25 games that played Saturday, 2 went to overtime.
There you go. So you lost your ass.
I just said 2.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because you knew the 2.
Coach, bet $5
on
every
one. You knew North Carolina. Yeah, and you wouldn't win.
Imagine the time it takes to do all that. You might as well just do a 50-50 bet.
No. But if you bet $5 on all of them.
How many top 25 games?
There was like 20. So you would have lost. That's $200.
Yeah, so would have lost a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Good strategy.
Or 100.
You always got to love those strategies where you don't win money.
Then, over the weekend, all this talk about Tom Brady to the Cowboys. picking up steam.
I thought he went to New York.
I thought he was here in Tennessee.
I mean,
everybody stop it. Everybody stop it with these damn rumors. He's going to go somewhere.
Yeah, but to New England.
Everybody, no. He's gonna leave New England.
Is that all it was? Is just a rumor? Nothing ever.
They're
happened.
Talking yes. about how they want to go after Tom Brady and let Dak go or trade Dak.
So
here's my thing: the Cowboys would be so stupid.
Why are you wasting time on this?
To sign Tom Brady?
Yes.
Anybody would be so stupid to sign Tom Brady,
Tennessee?
Except for the Patriots.
I would enjoy seeing him in Nashville.
No, you would enjoy seeing him.
Nope, Titans would be
just
a great
for the
move.
Novelty of it.
Coach, if Brady came to Nashville,
they would go 5-11.
Negative.
We'd burn the city down.
Coach, they would win the Super Bowl.
Okay, Coach. Shock jock.
Coach,
they
almost went to the damn Super Bowl this year.
You're right. Brady was the difference.
With a terrible quarterback.
Tannehill?
He's been a backup,
He's
Coach.
Great.
He's been a backup. You bring Brady in. He would make stars out of A.J. Brown.
Brady doesn't throw it. That's why we don't play
Brady
Mariota.
Brady doesn't throw it down the field. He throws it 10 yards.
Coach, that's all we need. Touchdown.
Wait, now you're a Titans fan?
No. I'm just telling you, if he comes here to Nashville,
then why wouldn't you want him in Dallas?
He can't do that, the Cowboys.
Why?
Can't.
What's the difference?
He just can't. Like Jerry Jones, him, butt heads, and it just wouldn't be good.
So you don't.
We don't need him. We've already invested in Dak.
No, you haven't. He's a free agent.
We've been working, not financially. We've been working with Dak. Dak's learning this team.
I bet that's a bet. Where is Brady?
Coach, you got the wheels turning.
I love the fact that you think he could take the Titans to the Super Bowl, but you're against him going to the Cowboys.
How close were the Cowboys going to the Super Bowl? How close were they?
Not close at all.
Exactly. How close were the Titans? They already have a good team with a mediocre quarterback. If they have a great quarterback like Tom Brady, they can go to the Super Bowl, Coach.
Okay. I mean,
I don't know why you're disagreeing with that.
Well, because I think he would make the Titans worse.
Why?
Why? Because...
Oh, Tom Brady next team. I know Vegas better. Oh, Patriots are the heavy favorite.
Yes.
Then next is Chargers, Raiders, Titans. Titans is top 4.
How much?
10-1.
Put a dollar on it.
You need a quarterback that...
Who?
You need Derrick Henry, A.
Who? Who's you?
The Titans.
Okay.
Tom Brady, the Patriots know how to cover up for his deficiencies. They know how to get rid of the ball quick, out of his hand. Boom, boom, boom. The Titans it's a totally different offense. So Tom Brady coming in here, you would have to change everything.
Come on, him and Vrabel are besties, man. They'll figure it out.
You would have to change everything. So all the progress you made this year with the Titans would be scrapped. You'd have to get a new running back, a different wide receiver, everything would have to be different.
And Vrabel, man.
The Patriots know you are relying on a 43-year-old. You're mortgaging your future on a 43-year-old.
You just need one Super Bowl ring. That's all you need.
Dude. So you wouldn't be willing to mortgage it on the Cowboys for one Super Bowl ring?
Man, he wouldn't work with the Cowboys. It just wouldn't work.
I don't understand why. If it'll work in Tennessee.
Tennessee's already has the team. It's already made up. And Grable, man. He'll know how to deal with Brady.
So what do the Cowboys need?
Just stick with Dak. We'll get there.
When?
We got this new coach. We got McCarthy. It'll change things up a little bit. Let's see where we go this year. We'll make the playoffs this year.
But if you think Tom Brady can take a team to the Super Bowl, you wouldn't rather have him?
I don't want Tom Brady in Dallas.
You just hate Tom Brady.
It wouldn't work.
I just think it would be stupid for him to come here to Tennessee.
You already think he's just going to stay in New England.
Yes, I think he's going to stay in New England.
That's a heavy favorite.
Just because he wants to just end his career there or what?
It doesn't. He has nothing left to prove. So why would you go? He knows New England knows how to build winners. They know how to win.
And let's not pull a Jordan. Let's not, you know.
Yes, he doesn't want to be Jordan.
No, let's not pull what everyone pulls.
I know, but everybody does it. And after they do it, they're like, God.
The greats do it.
Brett Favre, you think he's happy about being with the Jets?
No.
Coach,
do you think Emmitt Smith is happy that he went to the Arizona Cardinals?
Sure.
I mean,
he got a last-minute pickup.
Coach.
Last-minute money grab.
Like, no, he was sitting there going, what the hell was I doing?
Coach, they don't think like that.
20 years down the road, they're like, that was such a waste of time.
I should just stayed with the same team. That
I should have just
perfect.
Retired as a Cowboy and been fine with
coaches,
it.
Like, coaches.
That extra year, it meant nothing.
Coaches, if your knees.
I got 300 yards and 2 touchdowns, and we won 3 games.
Jordan with the Wizards?
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Disgusting.
It would have been the most beautiful career ever with the Bulls. Then he goes with the Wizards.
The Wizards.
I mean,
the
Wizards even exist anymore?
No.
What are they called now?
Oh, yeah. They're not the Bullets.
Okay.
They used to be the Bullets.
Okay.
Sorry. I was like, no. They changed the Wizards.
They changed their jersey and all that crap.
Can I talk?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
You said no.
I said no.
Oh, I said no. What a jerk.
What am I, your parents? I don't care if you talk or not.
Guys, you're thinking of it all wrong.
Oh, sorry. There
we go. Your knees, your knees don't work. Your arms don't work.
Your doesn't work.
Coach, what are you going to do? Just quit? No.
Yes.
Get a last-minute money grab.
He doesn't need a money
grab. He doesn't need a money grab.
Guys, we all need a last-minute money grab. When you're about to go into a life of no work,
but you're not.
Where most of these guys just go start dealerships.
You're wrong. Emmitt Smith is a Super Bowl champion Hall of Famer. He just has to go for appearances. Here's $100,000 because you're Emmitt Smith, Super Bowl champion.
You don't want to go to the minor league baseball team and do an appearance.
You don't want to go to these appearances.
Oh my God. Get your last-minute money grab. Fine, you're a Cardinal all of a sudden. Who cares? It's millions of dollars that you picked up by doing the game that you love anyway. Okay,
coach. And also, can we stop with the, Tom Brady's private jet was in New York. Yeah, Giselle likes to shop.
Oh.
They were doing the...
They were here at a school.
No, they weren't.
Looking at schools.
They never were here. Never.
Are you sure?
I had a
the
lady.
Boston news store news.
Do
station
you really
reported.
Think yeah, what? They're just, like they're not going to keep that under wraps?
Yeah, but
do you think they're just going to do
always,
that out in the public?
There's always a leak.
Brady comes here with a mustache on and fake glasses.
My name is Thomas Braderson. I'm looking for a school to put my kids in. We're kind of expensive. Money is not an option.
I'm trying to look up Emmitt Smith's career earnings.
Okay,
coach, it's okay. I'm just telling you, you got to put yourself in their shoes.
They don't, and they're not doing it for the money grab. They are going because they still think they have something
negative.
Left.
And can we
they
stop
know.
With the money grab?
No, they don't.
Do you realize money's relative? I don't think they think of money
career
the way
earnings,
you think about
Emmitt
it.
Smith.
Yes, 56, they do.
Emmitt Smith made $56 million over his career. He got an extra $5 million from the
money
damn
is money.
No, Cardinals.
No, it's all relative.
It's relative, coach, because your house.
Listen,
look, if your house costs $100,000, theirs costs $100 million.
Listen, the guys that's just working fast food or whatever, just out of high school, he doesn't know if he wants to do college or not, and somebody says, "Hey, will you cover my shift? Here's $5." That's all that is to them, coach.
Yes, it's $5.
Like it's five. Hey, will you cover my shift? And you're like, "No, $5. Screw $5."
Coach, they don't own the things that we own. It's relative in the fact that their houses are more expensive than ours. Their cars are more expensive than ours. To get an oil change, which is $30 for us, is $300 for them.
Where do you get your oil change for $30?
Jiffy Lube, man. We're about to ask. Coach, 20 minutes. They have you in and out.
Coach, I got a place by me. It's called Take 5. It's the oil change never takes longer than 5 minutes.
That's what I'm talking about.
But then it says underneath in subtitle, it says, it may take longer than 5 minutes.
Ah, sons of
bitches. Oh, they get you.
I'm like,
they
that's
get
the name
you.
Of your business, but you have to have a clarification.
It's like the dollar store, man. You go
nothing's
in there.
Nothing's a dollar.
Nothing is a dollar.
And
you're like, what kind of crock is this?
It's such a ripoff. It makes me, I never knew that until I went
so
in there.
Dumb,
and I was like,
dude.
This is so dumb. Dollar store. This is $2.50. What?
McDonald's has stuff on the dollar menu that isn't a dollar.
Well, if you go to taxes.
But if you go to major cities, the dollar menu is called the dollar menu, but the stuff's like $2.
Okay. See, this is why America's messed up.
No, I got in a fight with a lady over it one time, and I was like, but it says
dollar. You're fighting with a McDonald's lady?
But I told her, it says dollar menu. Why is nothing a dollar in the dollar menu? And she said, sorry, in some cities, yes, it is a dollar, but because it's a major city, they don't have to have dollars.
Major cities.
Yeah, it was in like New York when I did it.
Wow.
Yes.
Interesting.
In right, Chicago.
Joe Jones.
Bones Jones, guys.
He's my favorite, and I didn't watch it because I
okay,
damn
Eddie,
fell asleep.
Eddie, you know how you say you don't want to buy those pay-per-views because they're
right.
wasting money.
Coach, I had the same thing here. I was like, I told my wife, should we buy it?
Yes, you should have.
She's like, no, that's stupid.
It went 5 rounds, and it was awesome.
Who do you think won?
Well, I could see it either way. I could see if you would have given it to Reyes, I would have said, okay, he beat Bones Jones. But them giving it to Bones Jones, I said, okay, I could, because Bones Jones is the one that pressured him the whole time. He was the one on the attack, and Reyes was counter-striking, but he did a lot of damage to Bones Jones, like a lot more than I've ever seen Bones Jones take. Like he was doing a great job. Bones Jones owned round 4 and 5, the championship rounds. Round 3, either way. I mean, it was pretty damn even.
So Bones 1 and 2, 3 even.
No. Reyes 1 and 2.
Reyes 1 and 2.
Yeah, 1 and 2.
Bones Reyes Jones. Went to Bones even. Okay.
Hey, did you buy it?
Yeah, absolutely.
How much?
$60.
Oh, so you have ESPN Plus now?
Yeah, I've had it.
Oh.
Yeah, I watched it because
do you watch anything? Do you watch anything else on ESPN Plus?
Yeah, like I'll watch Kansas basketball when it's not on TV. I'll get on ESPN Plus or a soccer game or whatever.
Okay.
There's a lot of things you can. There's documentaries.
I have
it. Everything.
I just haven't watched.
Dude, there's like you can go back and watch. You can go back and order the pay per view now.
They used to have like Kobe breaks down.
Yes,
some kind of game or whatever. You can still listen to those detail.
Can you?
So my thing is, if you to beat the champ, I think you got to leave no doubt. In my, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This was so close. I have no problem with them giving it to Bones Jones. But in Reyes, he was so good in the loss. Like, they interviewed him after he's like, look, I thought I won the fight. And they're like, how pissed off are you? He's like, how can I be mad? I took the L. The judges saw it somewhere else. You know what I mean? I just got to get better. I'll be better. And he was just so composed. And that's right there in the ring. You know, most people are like, I can't believe it. And they complain and...
Do they? Do they mostly complain?
A lot of them do. And
I mean, McGregor jumped out of the damn ring, dude.
One judge.
Well, that's McGregor.
One judge, they were ripping all night. He had it where Bones Jones won 4-1, which was, I don't know how you could even see that, but I don't know. I could, if Reyes would have taken the title, I'd have no problem, but a little bit of me felt like there was, man, we want him to set the record. We want Bones Jones. He's a bigger name. He's more marketable. Let's keep him the champ. But
I loved it. Do you score it? Do you keep a paper and score it on your
own?
How
do you score it?
Hell no, I don't
how
score
do,
it.
How do they I score
bet,
it?
I don't know, but I figured out how to do it online. I bet Mayweather back in the day, and then I would score it along with the guys.
What do you
guys.
Mean? Punches? So, you would keep track of punches?
Who wins the round?
You just, how?
You just tell. You get a feel for it, damn it.
No, see, that's weird to me that you get a feel but for no, as who long fought better.
Okay, but for 12 rounds, I think, is boxing,
I mean, for
you
some
have
of
to
them,
keep track of it.
For some of them, you can tell who won the fight.
Sure. I mean,
but when it's that close, I don't know the intricacies that the judges are looking for. But Bones Jones, where I think he won, and he said it, and he goes, I took him down. Wrestling is a thing, and takedowns are
so
a thing.
Is takedown a point?
Something like that. Right, I don't know.
Take down a point, well, I mean, they hold him down for a minute.
That's, that's high exactly school wrestling, thing. That's what you get points for,
and
is a takedown.
Bones, and that's what Reyes said. He goes, look, he took me down, but he got me down, and I was up in half a second. Like, there was never any damage done on the ground. He goes, so I didn't think those takedowns should be counted for very much. And afterwards, I was listening to Joe Rogan and the guy, Dominic Cruz, and the other guy that does the announcing.
Did you go to bed like 2 a.m.?
Like 1 a.m.
He watched the post show.
No. And they were talking about.
I stayed up till 4.
They need to get. They said the judging system needs to change where you know what the score is going into the final round.
I agree, Coach.
He goes, so then the fighters know, hey, this is where I stand. I got to go balls to the wall, and I got to go for the knockout, or I got to win this round, or I got to have a 10-8 round. And I think that's a great idea.
It is a good idea. But they do already have a sense of when they're getting their ass kicked and not.
Right, but Reyes thought he was winning.
Yeah.
It was interesting. It was a good fight card. It was very entertaining. And the one I thought, home cooking, Derek Lewis, who is from Houston, he got the decision. And
is
I was
those
like,
heavyweights?
Yeah. He's a bit.
Dude, I was looking around Vegas for the fight.
The Black Beast.
I thought Bones Jones was fighting in Vegas.
No.
It was Houston.
Houston.
I learned that after the fifth casino
I wanted to go. I wanted to go, but my wife, I thought, because my wife always says, man, we don't ever go to Houston to see my family. So I was like, man, it would be perfect.
She still have connections?
I got connections at the UFC, yeah. And I was like, it would be perfect. Oh, honey, let's go and see your family this weekend.
He goes
you know
to
what
UFC?
I'm saying?
He never even sees the family.
But she felt like being this pregnant, she didn't feel comfortable flying.
Probably so. Safe, Coach, yes.
We didn't go.
It's very nice of you to
and
think of her.
And I went to UFC here. It was
not when you're sitting
no.
up close.
Coach, what are you talking about? We had a blast.
That was awesome. But the one time I made the mistake of being in the suite.
That
I
was us. That was we couldn't see anything.
Couldn't see anything.
Ground his ass. Squirrel's ass.
Squirrel's ass.
Ray kept yelling squirrel his ass the whole time. Finally, the security shines a light at him. Hey, enough.
And a guy 10 rows back didn't know what to yell at one point. He's like, squirrel his ass.
And then we all laughed. Even people we didn't know were laughing. It's great.
Yeah, but yeah, Bones Jones. Time, I mean, he's in trouble, man. He used to be dominant.
He was the greatest.
He is the greatest of all time.
He's my favorite.
He has,
what do you mean of all time? What, his weight class
in UFC, like
not
mixed
McGregor.
Martial? Yes, he's better than
McGregor.
Yes, Bones Jones has defended his title, I believe, 14 or 15 times.
Wow,
that's unreal.
He's awesome. He was a almost minus 500 favorite in that.
Yeah, and he. I mean,
what
was
a damn payday.
So
he got puckered.
Had to be puckered.
I didn't bet
you
it. That would have been my final leg of the parlay.
Do they show the UFC fight in the sports book?
I wish I could tell you. Dude, we passed out at about 8.
They don't.
I do not believe they. I don't think so.
I'm saying no.
Because you got to pay a certain amount. Sort of like a bar has to pay like $1,000. So a sports book, I would bet, have to be 10, 20, 30, 50,000.
Yeah, if you're going to a sports book, always check what they're going to be showing. You don't want to make the mistake. They don't show Dodgers games at the sports book.
Why not?
South Beach has made that. Oh. I don't know, because it's a blackout.
TV agreements?
Yeah.
But no, South Beach will bet it sometimes, and he forgets that the Dodgers aren't even on TV, so we're rooting for a game that's not even on TV.
Hey, speaking of Dodgers, have you guys seen that the long shot?
No, you said it's great.
Coach, it's so good. The documentary.
Forrest told me about it too. I'll watch it.
It's short.
Maybe I'll watch it today.
40-minute documentary. Mm-hmm. And it's it. One time, one and done. This dude gets convicted of murder. There's only one way to prove that he's innocent. He went to a Dodgers game. But they're like, how do we prove that? Like, dude, really, if we went to a sports game, like, I've been to a Cowboys game, been to Spurs games.
You would have to hope someone around you,
Coach,
took a
I've
picture.
Never been on TV in any of those. Like, and so this lawyer's like, all right, we're going to try to prove you were there. And he told him exactly where he was sitting. He went through all this footage, went to the Dodgers, and they said, all right, here's the stuff in the game. Nothing. He found one bad quality. That's not going to work. And then he finally found, found the footage they needed.
So wait, wow. He got convicted?
No, he was on trial. He got accused.
Ugh.
He was on trial.
Oh my God.
Can you tell us the crime?
Murder.
Hey, Coach. Murder
in the first degree.
Murder one.
Murder.
Murder.
All right. Let's go home.
All right.
You want to end it with sad news?
I don't know. Do we?
I don't know. I don't want to. Should I?
No, I just tweet it out.
All right.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.